There are currently 11 million people inside Sudan that are in need of healthcare. And what it seems is happening is that most healthcare facilities are no longer operating, and that's due to lack of staff. It's due to lack of supplies and pharmaceuticals, and also due to security. And so there's this huge gap in healthcare, and we're talking not only about healthcare for trauma-related injuries, but for standard maternal and child and obstetric care, but also for chronic illness and disease.
The press statement you put out mentions that hospitals in Sudan are struggling to function due to armed group takeovers. Could you elaborate on the impact this has on patients and medical personnel?
Yeah, well, the problem is that people just can't access healthcare facilities, and as the violence increases, the opportunity or the availability of healthcare gets farther and farther away. And so the hospitals that are still functioning, so when we're thinking about El Nau Hospital in Omdurman, which is a city adjacent to Khartoum, this is one of the only somewhat fully functioning hospitals that is in that metropolitan area. And so they are just being flooded with patients. And it's patients that need all sorts of different types of care. But the hospital, even though it is somewhat functional and that they have staff, they are low on supplies, they are low on pharmaceuticals, they are low on hygiene items and personal protective equipment. And most of all, their staff are tired and they are overworked, and there doesn't seem to be any break for them in sight.
And I spoke a few weeks ago with one of your doctors at the Nau Hospital, Dr. Mukhtar. He told me about armed groups and soldiers coming to the hospital, sometimes blocking access. And in this press statement, you mentioned that Project Hope recently delivered two WHO interagency emergency health kits to a Nau hospital. Could you explain how these kits will address the immediate health needs of patients and medical staff?
Yes, absolutely. So interagency emergency health kits are kits that are designed to provide the medicines and supplies necessary for the primary health care needs of 10,000 people for 3 months. And we were able, with our partner, the Sudanese American Physicians Association, deliver two of those kits through Port of Sudan and then down through Omdurman to El Nau Hospital. And so these supplies are going to be able to provide some really critical support for the patients there. And it was a very tricky situation. Our driver had been held up due to the conflict, and it took longer than we expected, and there was a lot of challenges on the way, but we were so pleased and happy that we were able to get those much needed items into Omdurman, into El Nau Hospital.
Given the persisting challenges, what are the key ways in which the international community can contribute to addressing the health crisis in Sudan?
It really seems that the international community is just not paying attention to what's happening in Sudan. And it's been weeks since some major U.S. news outlets have reported on it. And I think that just the general population, especially in the United States and even some of Europe, has no idea what is happening there. When Darfur happened, everybody said, no, not again, but it's happening again. And there are many people dying. There is going to be millions of people that are going to be starving within the next 6 months. There are 4.2 million women and girls that are at risk of gender-based violence, like rape. And we need to pay attention. The humanitarian efforts need to be funded by the international community, by donors. We just can't let this slip off the radar. We just can't ignore it. It is a huge, huge humanitarian health crisis.